Father, we pray, God. Thank you for the glorious of your love and the power of your heart, oh God. We thank you now for your kingdom to be established in the earth, God. We thank you now, God, for your love, kindness, oh God, that you would just continue to establish inside of us, oh God. Father, we thank you for the outpouring of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, oh God, for allowing us to take communion this morning. Thank you, God, for the baptism that took place in our hearts. Thank you, Father God, for the elevation that has been lifted from the earth, oh God, to a whole nother arena. Thank you, God, for your word is true and it will not return void, God. We thank you now for being who you are in our life. God, we thank you, oh God. From in the spirit, it said it is finished. But you're still working on us inside of us. Your finish have a totally different meaning than our finish. We thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I just thank God because one thing that I recognize is, again, even from last week, is understanding where we're from. Understanding that we are citizens of heaven, and Christians happen to say that this morning. But just to realize, to listen to the songs of worship this morning, God is trying to get our attention that we don't belong here. He's trying to get our attention and say, I want to take you to a whole nother arena, to a whole nother level that you haven't even, can even imagine where I want to take you. I gave you a glimpse of it this morning with worship. But there's more to come. It's more to come. God said, I'm just getting you prepared. As we were singing, one thing that I was seeing when I was standing on the front row is I saw a big old cloud. I saw this big old cloud. It was like a balloon. And then I seen a needle stuck the balloon and water just poured down. And I still heard the word, that's just the beginning. And we sing that song about deeper, deeper, deeper. And God was showing me a tsunami. As we was worshiping, I saw a tsunami just come in. When it's talking about push in, when it's rush in, when it rush, it ain't gonna take no time to ask you, are you ready? There's no preparation. It's just gonna come. And that's what the Holy Spirit is doing now. It's just gonna rush in like a tsunami. It's just gonna spoof. Because he's looking for a people that's ready to go to another arena in him. He's looking for a people that's not willing to settle on the things of this earth. He's looking for a people that will love him and will submit their will to his will. It's happening, my friends. It's happening. You the ones. You the ones. You are the one that he's looking for, that he wants to give you and take you on this journey way beyond your imagination. Yes, it's a price. It's a price to pay. Yes, Jesus paid it all. But we can go through this thing with him. You're not alone. We don't have to figure this thing out. Even though a lot of times we waste a lot of energy and brain cells on trying to figure it out ourselves. When he said, oh, I want to work it out for you. Because I got a whole nother arena for you. I got a whole nother level for you to go. This earth is not our home. We have to get that in our spirits, not your head, but you got to get it in your spirit. This is not your dwelling place. This is not your kingdom. We are more than conquerors. because of what he suffered for us. He didn't waste his son's life just for us to be just earthling people. We are more. We are more. There's more to this thing. We were singing another song. We're talking about it all belongs to him. We got to pay attention to what he's saying. He's speaking to you. See, we're not just singing songs. He's ministering to your heart. He wanted to get your attention. He said, it all belongs to me. So if you belong to him, guess who else it belongs to? You. His kingdom is already established. His promise is yea and amen. He cannot lie. So if it's already established, if he always said we are citizens of heaven, why don't we partake of what's already belonged to us? But the problem is, we're listening to the wrong daddy. We've been listening and getting bamboozled by the wrong devil. I mean, by the wrong daddy. But God said, I got a plan for my people. I got something for my children today. We're going to see the schemes of the enemy today. Our eyes of understanding, we're going to be enlightened today. Because we're going to know who our daddy is today. I look at all the things that's going around in our lives and different people's lives, and I'm like, God, you know, you're so merciful and you're so kind. But there's another place that God said, I want to get into. I want to show you something. Let's go to John. Give me John 8. And as we was talking last week, we was talking about how God has already promised us who we are in him. And he was establishing something that saying that because we are not from the earth, that we are from another place, then we have to accept the things from heaven. Because our citizenship is from heaven, then we should have the things from heaven. The things from heaven belongs to us now. And Jesus was talking to the Pharisees at this time, and he was trying to explain to them where he came from. He knew where he came from. He said, I'm from above, but you from beneath. We are all from above. And he goes on and he said this, why is my language not clear to you? You can't understand heavenly language when you're from the earth. Because you are unable to hear what I say. Now, this is the Son of God telling Pharisees that they cannot understand what he's saying to them. Because they're always questioning. You know why? Because they're listening to the wrong daddy. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language. How clear is that now? See, you begin to see this thing now, right? Our eyes of understanding begin to be enlightened. Look, for he's a liar and the father of lies. Yet because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Now, most of our lives, we've been listening to this liar. Let's just call it what it is. We've been bamboozled by lying to us all the time to get things here on earth. to make this become our home. To settle for the things that the enemy's been telling us. Oh, you're good. You don't have to pray. Oh, don't read the word because you don't understand it. Oh, that's too much. I can't get that. That's just too deep. It clearly states that he tells lies. And then what we do with it is we say, okay, because I can't understand it, then I'm going to stop. We don't bought into the lie. Just like the word faith. Our daddy told us about living faith. The other daddy told us to live in fear. Which side are you going to choose to believe? Now watch this. If a mouse ran across this floor right now. If a mouse ran across this floor right now. How many of you will hurt the person next to you? You know why? Because see, that other daddy telling us about living in fear. You're afraid of something that's trying to get away from you. But you're willing to hurt somebody else to get away from something that don't even want to mess with you. So now you're living and taking part of the fear that the devil done told you this true. When my daddy telling me to walk by faith, not by sight. So my faith has to increase and believe something that mouse is not going to bother me. See, it's small, but we're living in this lie that the enemy telling us. This is not funny. This is your life at stake. He got more greater things on. Our daddy has more for us, but the enemy's still trying to get us to live in a life of fear and things of this earth. So when some situations come your way, we tense up. We shut down. We go get some medicine. Sometimes people go get them a drink. They have to get something to medicate themselves because now the problem is bigger than their faith. Because the wrong daddy done spoke to them. So we run around, we get, there's no establishment in our lives because we're running here, there. Why? Because our lifestyle is ran by the devil because he's telling us a lie that there's no establishment in what we're doing. Be still, be solid. Because I'm going to live this thing by faith. The enemy will try to tell us. The other daddy try to tell us about unbelieving. I pray for you, but I ain't going to really believe it. Well, I don't know if that's going to work right there. I think I just need to go ahead to the hospital because, well, I don't know. That's a tough one there. I just don't understand it. But God said, you believe in me, believe in my word, and we'll not return void. Stand on truth. Stand on my truth. Let my truth residence inside of you because I am your father. And I'm not going to lie to you. So it's not going to return to your void. But if your belief supersedes your unbelief, you got something going on. The wrong daddy trying to tell us to continue to live a lifestyle of unbelieving. Even like I said, when you're reading something and you saying, oh, that's too long to read. Oh, I don't understand it. See, it's not for your soul to understand it no way. Jesus is trying to tell you, no, if you continue to read it, I'm filling up your spirit, man. Your spirit, man, is getting more substance from heaven. I'm giving you more substance that you can only understand. Only thing about that was so exciting is Jesus, only thing he did was he did everything his father told him to do. Why? Because he believed. He knew what he had to do. Even when the time when Jesus was just got baptized and went into the to the wilderness to get tempted. Who did he believe? Even that the enemy said, if you bow down to me, I give you everything here. Didn't we just sing a song that everything was made by him? He already knew that was already established that he had made everything. So everything already belonged to him. So he didn't have to believe the lie of the enemy that he had to get something if he bowed down to him. Why are we still bowed down to the enemy? Don't go to church. Look, I'm going to let you work on Sundays. I'm going to give you $20 more a week. Don't go out because you're tired. You're real tired. Just come on. Just listen to my lie. It can make you feel good. See, because it makes sense to your natural man to do what you want to do. It adds up to you. It adds up to you when somebody do you wrong. You act back ugly back to them because they done did something wrong to you or said something wrong to you. It makes sense to snap back at them. Why? Because then you're listening to the lies of that devil. Your other daddy that used to be your father before you became God's son and daughter. We are righteousness. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. But the lies of the devil is always continue to try to bamboozle us to get us to believe the things that's not true. One of the things that Jesus did when that really sticks out to me is when Jesus and his best friend Lazarus. He told Lazarus, when they told him that Lazarus had died, do y'all guys remember or recall what Jesus did when they found out that he passed away? He kept doing what he was doing. You know why? Because he knew who his father was. We can't let distractions in the earth move us. If God don't tell you to do something, why are you doing it? Why are you going? Why are you moving? I love Pastor to death. I honor him. But if I was in a hospital on my last dying breath, God didn't tell him to come and see me, he shouldn't come. He should not move. What is your daddy telling you? What father are we listening to in any situation? Are we still a free will agent that we do what we want to do? Or are we going to continue to listen to the lies of the devil? Or do we really belong to God? Is he really my father? I'm not going to raise Lazarus until my father tell me to. I don't care what you guys say and how you look at me. It don't matter. It doesn't matter if I don't have any money or I don't have any food or my shoes are not clean. But if my father don't tell me to clean them, they won't be clean. Because I'm disciplining myself to recognize that I'm not my own anymore. I belong. I'm a prisoner of my father, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the Most High. That's my daddy. We got to allow Jesus to take ownership. Let his son take ownership to get us directly back in relationship with our daddy. Who's your daddy? The devil keep telling this lie. We buy into this lie too. Oh, I'm not ready yet. You ever heard that story? That make believe? I'm not ready yet. Oh, you know, I need some time. Or I'm not there yet. Really? My daddy said that now's the acceptable time. So what I'm going to believe? Am I ready to really to receive the things that he want me to receive? Do I really want to be in a relationship with him? Or do I still want to settle for the things that I'm like, okay, to be honest with it, I just want to do what I want to do. Why we got to lie about it? Just say, no, I want to do what I want to do. Leave me alone. But no, we want to lie about it. It's like our old daddy used to tell us to lie that, no, I'm not ready yet. But there's a settlement that God said, look, don't worry about all your issues and all your stuff. That's my job. As your daddy, that's my job. I remember the times when I used to come home from work and my daughter used to be on the top steps and I get home late. And as soon as I come through the door, she'll come out of her room and stand on top of the steps and go, Daddy, man, that makes you feel so good. That's what God wants from us. He wants us to run to the top of the steps and go, Daddy, every moment, every time we breathe, Daddy, Daddy, oh, Daddy, I ain't asking you for nothing but just to see you. See, the other devil wants you to perform for him. Think about all the mess that you done stirred up in your life over the years that the new daddy had to come and fix for you. Think about all the lies that he done promised you and gave something things to you and then he done took it back from you. But yet we keep going back for more. When the kingdom of God wants to be established, that it don't have to be that way. I begin to understand some things that even now that heaven is trying to be established in my life at every given moment. Everything that I begin to do now, I begin to feel and sense heaven presence every moment. There's a shifting that's going on. Like I said this morning, the worship, there's a shifting going on the inside of his children today. You can sense something strange is happening in your life and you can't even explain it. You can't even use your English language to articulate what God is doing on the inside of you. There's a shifting going on because your daddy's trying to get your attention because he said, I got more for you. Do you know what it is that when you sleep at night and as you're sleeping, you're worshiping? When he automatically takes you to a place of worship and you worshiping God in spirit and the truth while you sleep and I've never been there before and you just have a pure worship and you don't even want to come out of it? You wake up in the morning, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, you want to lay on your face because God starts showing you people face that he wants you to pray for? That's heaven. I used to go to sleep, and the only thing I used to listen to was sports talk. Now, all the thing I want to hear is God's voice. It's a place, this place of heaven where he's trying to, our daddy trying to get us. He said, look, there's people that I want you to pray for. And when you wake up in the early in the morning and you begin to see different people in the congregation's face, then he said, what you going to do? Are you going to believe what you're seeing? Father God, I pray right now for Pastor Jerry. God, I pray for the anointing of heaven, oh God, to do the things that you have already spoken, oh God, into existence right now, Father. I thank you, oh God, for the manifestation of the glory of your power to manifest in her body like never before. For your glory, for your glory, for your glory, God, for your glory. Open up the floodgates now, Father God. Oh, open up the floodgates, oh God. Take the plunger, God, and pull out. Let the suction begin to pump out, oh God. Every time you put the plunger on her heart, oh God, her lungs, it'll pop open, God. Let her breathe, oh God, the way that you articulate her to breathe. Let the pump pump, God. I come in agreement with heaven right now. Yes, 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 Lord. come in agreement right now. Pastor Clark, can you stand up for a minute? Now, what's happening right now is what I saw in my prayer time. Hallelujah. Pastor Voss, could you put your hand behind her back and just rub her back up and down. Just go up and down. Just rub up and down. God, I thank you for the massage, oh God. Thank you for the stroke of your love. Thank you, God, for the stroke of the divine healer from the head to her toe, oh God. Every organ in her body will function the way that it's called out to do. God, I walk in obedience to your power, oh God, that it be established in the kingdom right now. Thank you, Lord God, for the manifestation of the healing of her body, for her mind, her spirit, her soul, God. Let it be renewed, oh God. Every aches and pain will be no more, God. God, as you begin to just come up and down inside of her, God. On the inside of her, God, it's like a highway going up and down, back and forth, up and down, God. Let them begin to manifest itself in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God, stand up, Pastor Voss, you next. Father God, I thank you, oh God, for your love, God. I thank you, oh God, for what you are doing, even in her life, God. God, I thank you, oh God. Thank you for the sledgehammer, God. Thank you for the sledgehammer anointing, oh God, that you begin to beat out everything, oh God, that's not like you, oh God. Right now, God, every element, oh God, is being knocked out, God. God, you going doing two punches, one, one, one. God, you getting to continue to punch, oh God. Everything that you begin to show, God, let it begin to manifest on the inside of her, Lord God, like never before, God. New knees, new hands, new eyes, new breathing, oh God. New mouth, oh God. New ears, oh God. Let her hear even more, God. New revelation. Let it begin to germinate, oh God, from the toes, oh God. Let her toes twinkle, oh God, or tinkle at the beginning. Beginning, oh God, as you ordain it to do, God, let her sense your presence like never before. God, I thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Rocky, can you stand, please? God, I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for the push. I thank you for the pushing, oh God. God, push out all the things that the toxins, oh God, that's in her body, oh God, that does not belong, God. I push out now by the blood of Jesus right now, God, by the blood of Jesus. Push, God, push. It's a pushing going on the inside, God. Right now, God, everything that's not like you, God, is being pushed out like never before, God. It has no dwelling place in her body right now, God. Thank you, oh God. Every organ in her body is going to operate like it's supposed to. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Father of Jesus, James, stand up. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, oh God, for the stretch. Ah, God, stretch them wide. Stretch them. Pull. That's a pull. That's a pulling. That's a pulling. It's like Play-Doh. It's like Play-Doh when you just rub it out and you pull it and stretch it and stretch it. Allow God to stretch you, stretch you, stretch you, stretch you, stretch you. Let there be a stretching. There's a stretching. Why? Because he wanted to do something all up in the middle of this right here. It's something all up inside here he wants to work on. He wants to work on newness, 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 God. God, I heard the word newness, oh God. I speak that into existence, oh God, inside of him like never before, God. I thank you now in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. By faith is done. Thank you, Lord God. Destiny, destiny, destiny to understand what it is our daddy wants us to do. Just walking in obedience, even if it don't make sense to my natural mind. I'm going to do it. I don't care what nobody think. Because I want my daddy's will to be done in my life. I remember the time when the enemy, the devil was trying to tell us about, and it makes sense to me now, that I used to go around, I used to write out all my goals. Long term, short term, mid-range goals, I write them all down. Used to put them on the refrigerator, put one in my wallet. And the reality is, this is the trick. Most of them goals that I put down came true. But now, my real daddy says, son, what did it profit you? it profit you to get the things that you wrote down that was tangible in the earth? I put down I wanted to get a new house. I put down I want to go to a car lot dealership and buy me a brand new car with no miles on it. I put down that I wanted to send my daughter to one of the best schools in the state of Virginia. I put down that I wanted to start my own business. All those things happen. But when I get to heaven, when I see Jesus, I don't think he's going to ask me what I did with the business. He's not going to ask me about what I did with my daughter going to school. He's not going to ask me about what I did with the house. See, my daddy told me to write down some spiritual goals. Now it makes sense. Write down some spiritual goals. Write down some things that's going to be eternal. Write down some things that's going to profit you in the inside. That's going to be eternal. That's not going to rot away. Write down the things on the heart of him that you have his will, not the things of the earth. The devil still want to give you things. Ain't going to take it back. Because he have to. Because he's a father of lies. Y'all read it. It's not being established from the kingdom of heaven. God said, I want to establish something from my kingdom inside of you. Now, over the years, I've been asking people this question. And again, a lot of this stuff just beginning to hit me now. But because I'm beginning to understand more things of my daddy. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand, but for your birthday and for Christmas, how many people want a footstool? For your anniversary present, who want a footstool? And that's the only gift that you will ever receive in your life from here on out is a footstool. Think about it. That's the only gift that you're going to get. But I'm going to get back to that. But what he showed me was, he said, okay, so even with money, I've been tricked with money. Because a lot of times we want to get established by, oh, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the numbers because it's $8.6 billion. So if I hit that number, if I hit it, I'm going to be good because then I'm going to bless the I'm going to pay my tithes. And that's what we say. We say that, right? I'm gonna get out of debt. I'm gonna pay off my debt, and then let me see. Oh yeah, I'm gonna be modest. So I'm just gonna get me a little nice house, and I'm gonna get my parents, and you know, I'm gonna take care of them. I might get my little siblings some. You know, let me see. Yeah, I might get my cousin them some too. But you know, I'm not giving Some of y'all up in here, I'm not giving you any money. No. There's a guitar player in here sitting on that side. He's one of them. But we had it all figured out. And that's good. That's real good, right? Look, let me help you out. Okay. So you don't know how God gonna bless you. So I'm not saying not to go play the numbers and all that stuff. So yeah, okay, let's make this right. Because I already know the schemes of the devil. So let's cover that up now. Okay, he might bless in mysterious ways. So you know, so we not justify this thing. But my daddy got an answer for you today with that foolishness. There's an answer for the foolishness right here. So look. Earlier, I made a statement that Jesus only did and said what his father told him. He only did and said what his daddy told him to do. How come you're making your own decision what you're going to do with that money? What if God told you to go play that number and you went, you hit it, and he didn't tell you to go pay your tithes? Uh-oh. What if he tell you to take all that money that you won and just give it all away to another country? For his kingdom's sake. What if he tell you to take that money and just give it to somebody else? And you don't get 1 cent of it. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? When you understand that God is your father, he just told you that everything belongs to him. You mean to tell me that he can't give you more than what you just gave away? If he's your father, he said the houses and everything on the hill and everything else is his. But the enemy keep telling you, no, you gotta be wise. You got to use some wisdom. Take it. You know, you got that bill right there on the corner. You got that bill. It's past due. Who's your daddy? He said, I want to establish my kingdom inside of you. I want you to trust me enough that I'm going to provide everything that you need from heaven. I'm going to give you things from heaven to keep you established in the earth while I leave you here. But then someone said, "What? I can't stay here." When you understand that he's your daddy, you know that you don't belong here. You already know that you can't stay here because you know that you belong to a whole nother arena. You understand the kingdom of heaven is being established inside of your life. I like the fact that God always wakes me up. And in the morning time, when I get up now, I think about the cross. And I think about my reflection. Who am I representing today, God? How am I conducting myself for your glory today, God? Am I in a position that you can use me to minister to somebody else? That's the way I'm thinking now. And I don't know how and why I'm thinking this way, but every moment I'm thinking, God, how your glory going to manifest itself through me today? How can your glory be established in my life today? Then I think about something D has said. I'm about to close. I thought about what D had said one time. She was ministering and she was talking about Abraham. And I'm still eating that word. And that's the other thing about this daddy here, that it never ends. I'm always going back to words that I'd already heard. Why? Because it still ministers to me. It is not just a Sunday morning thing. It's an everyday thing. I'm still eating what D said. I still can remember the time when Kristen was doing their prophetic movement and we were talking about giving out colors and everybody had a different color. See, I'm still eating those things way back in the day that it still has substance in me. Why? Because I ain't get it all yet. So my daddy keeps saying, no, son, I'm going to keep feeding this to you until you get it. It's the kingdom of heaven being established. So when I think about the cross, I said, God, how can I demonstrate that? And how can I get myself on a cross that way that it's not me? God, because there's so much of stuff inside of me that's trying to hinder me from you. He said, no, if you're willing to get on the cross every day, it can be established. But getting back to Abraham knew something. This is what our daddy's trying to get us to understand. It's not that he don't want you to have anything. If you know, Abraham was rich, but it didn't matter to him because he wanted to do the will of the Father more than he cared about the gold and silver that he had. That's what he's trying to do to us now. He's trying to give you to understand that don't worry about the things of the earth, but let your kingdom be in heaven. And I give you plenty of things here on earth. But we're always trying to run after the things of the earth first because the old daddy trying to tell us to get this and get that to show that you established. This is your potential. This is what you have. This is what you can show to other people. This demonstrates your success. And then I'm going to take it back. The story goes about Isaac, what Dee was saying about Isaac, Abraham's son, Isaac, was going to get married. And Abraham told his servant to go and find him a wife for his son. Abraham did exactly what his father told him to say and do. He even gave his servant the gold earring for her nose and the bracelet. That's it. What will we do? I'm going to give her a bracelet, a nose ring, a crown, some shoes, a gown. I'm going to make sure she's covered. But he should only give her those three things. And he told his servant, do exactly what I'm telling you, instructing you. My God said, do this. The Lord thy God said, do that. Are we listening to the Lord thy God today? Or are we still listening to the father of lies? Same thing with Job. Job had plenty. But what he do every morning? He always got up and he made sacrifices, even for his children, but even before they even thought about sinning, he was setting up sacrifices for them. And when he lost it all, he still loved God. Can we say that today? Can we truly say that if we lose it all, that I still love God the same way? Do we love our children more than we love God? Because it don't have to be money. It could be family. Why do you think Jesus said, there's a time when Jesus was in the synagogue and they said, your mother and father, your mother and brother is outside. He said, who are my mother and my father? He didn't go running outside to them. He only going to do what his father tell him to do. Hey, D, if you don't mind, give me, what's that scripture? The Beatitudes. Give me Matthew 5. Because, see, he wants to establish something inside of us. This is some things that he wants to give us from heaven, that these are some things that's going to be eternal. Now, even in the things that God wants to establish, that he said, I want to be your daddy in every situation. I want to be your provider. I want to take care of you. I want you to trust me, though. Trust what I have established that I want to establish in your life. I think it's Matthew 5. That should be Beatitudes, right? Yeah, I was just testing you out. I don't know why that just came into me. I love this stuff. I heard somebody tell me this week they don't know what to do when they don't feel his presence. We go crazy when we don't feel his presence. That should be a shaking inside of us when we don't sense his presence in our life. It should be established at all times what God is doing inside of you. How he's having dominion inside of us. Hold on, I could pull it up. Somebody got it? Could somebody read it? of the NIV, it don't matter. Verse 1. Oh, yeah, you need a mic. Who got it? Mike got the mic.
Matthew 5. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he began to teach them, saying, blessed, spiritually prosperous, happy to be admired are the poor in spirit, those devoid of spiritual arrogance, those who regard themselves as insignificant, for thou's is the kingdom of heaven, both now and forever. This is the Amplified Version.
Oh, you got the Amplified. I need
the NIV.
Do you
want me to go to a different?
Yeah, I want the NIV.
Let me see. Okay.
Oh, somebody else got it. Yeah, I'm going to keep passing the mic. We're going to get this thing. I don't know why I came up with that scripture.
Start from 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Right there. Okay. Blessed are the poor in spirit. See, we haven't had the broken spirit. What are you going to get? What it says?
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
The kingdom of heaven going to be established when your spirit is broken, when you're not arrogant and stuck up in earth dwelling and want things for yourself, when you understand that you want to die to self all the time so God can fulfill his purpose in your life, that way you will be established in the kingdom of heaven. That's his children now. This is for his children. Come, keep reading.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
Hold on. Read that part again.
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
Okay. Blessed are the meek. Who are meek today? Remember, I asked you a question? That's why this came up with the scripture. Okay. Okay. The meek shall inherit the earth. Right? I think it's in Isaiah 66 and 1. It talks about the throne. Heaven is God's throne. Right? The earth is his footstool, so the meek shall inherit a footstool. Okay, dang, man, this damn someone threw me this. Look, I thought I was going to go so much with this thing. The footstool. Right? The footstool now makes sense. The footstool is the thing that the enemy keeps telling us to go after all the time. Right? Like it's precious and has value. God is letting you know that our daddy is saying, that's my footstool where I put my foot on. He has more established than a footstool for your life. The enemy keeps telling us to run after footstools, guys. When we meek, when we broken down, we understand that the substance of heaven is greater than anything on earth. He keeps letting us know that he's going to give you something from heaven that's going to be established even more, because you got to come as a meek person, not an arrogant. Keep reading.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
Hold on, read that again.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
Where the peacemakers are today? Where's his sons and daughters are today? Sons and daughters of God. That's what it says. We're sons and daughters of God. That's who our daddy is. We walk inside of us because of the meekness that he established his peace inside of us. So we can walk in the distributed peace, being a peacemaker to other people. Can you read it?
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Right there. That's good. Thank you. I think that's it, right? Yeah, but I'm good with it. Yeah, look. Oh, it's up here. So look. For they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. See, all the thing that our daddy is trying to get established in us is the kingdom of heaven. Everything from your citizenship from heaven, everything is already established in heaven. He not talking about nothing here on earth. Where the other daddy is always trying to get us to settle for things here on earth. This is not your home. You are not welcome here. You're only here on an assignment to fulfill the purpose of your daddy. To help the ones that do not see the light, that the light inside of you, that meekness that's inside of you, that peace is inside of you from your kingdom of heaven where you are residents from, it comes out of you. So he said, I'm going to leave you here on the earth, but you're not of the earth. You're here only to demonstrate who I am. That's it. When you get a new job, that's it. It's really not even a testimony for me right now. It's not even a testimony. And I'm going to close on this note here. Even when you get a raise, how often do we spend more than as soon as we get it? So if you want to go home with a dollar, and 3 weeks from now, you start making $5. We're going to spend $5. Because that's what the enemy is trying to keep telling us to do. But I want to be established in God's kingdom that allow him to have his way in my life. I'm hungry for him to be established in my life. I look forward to walking around and sensing God's presence all the time. Who's your daddy? My daddy is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and every knee gonna bow and every tongue is gonna confess that my daddy is daddy. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mike. That's good stuff. Father, we thank you for the grace of hearing you and the deception of the enemy and natural things and what kind of hold they've had on us. We push them back now. We thank you for this glorious kingdom, this fertile ground that you've set our feet on by your love and grace. We will not be deceived by the enemy's lies. We will not be drawn in to the temporal and to the natural and to the things that are corruptible. We will not be drawn into those. Our hands will touch in the spirit the eternal. And we'll move and operate on it. And our faith will develop through it. And we'll go higher and higher and higher until this world is meaningless to us. We thank you for this transforming grace, that ours is the kingdom. Ours is the kingdom of God. We will not, Lord, fall into the traps of the enemy and the lies of the enemy over and over again. And even if we do, we'll find it out quickly and repent and go back toward eternal things. We thank you so much for this word of life today. You're our Father. You're our Daddy. You're our source. Every day to us is a day of resurrection. Every day we'll find your authority, your word, your life in that other realm. We thank you so much for that. We live there. We thank you so much for that, for this word that was ministered to us from heaven today. And that our faith is rising in the eternal. We thank you so much for that. We'll walk this thing out by the Spirit. We'll walk it out. Our eyes will keep opening, and then we'll share it with one another. And it'll make more and more sense, so to speak, in the Spirit. We can feel your hand growing us, Heavenly Father. Keep doing it. Keep doing it, we pray. Thank you for worship. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the testimonies. We thank you so much. The kingdom of God is ours right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Go home full, please. God bless you.